Beryl Musila's sentencing began today with arguments about an appropriate sentence for Musila's treatment of Ronald Wersfold's body, and will be dealing with the sentencing for the murder conviction later this week. Crown prosecutors Patricia Hankinson and Jason Schmidt argued for a 2.5-year sentence for Musila's mishandling of Wersfold's remains. The charge, under Section 182 of the Criminal Code, carries a 5-year maximum, but newly appointed defense lawyer Caitlin Dick said her client wanted a 6-month reduction. At the outset of the trial that started this spring, Musila pleaded guilty to indecently interfering with Wersfold's remains, but maintained her not guilty plea in his death. After a 9-week jury trial where Musila was self-represented, she was found guilty of first-degree murder in Wersfold's death. Dick argued that because of an earlier arbitrary detention, Musila's charter rights had been violated and Musila was owed the remedy of a lighter sentence. Musila duct-taped Wersfold's ankles and loaded him into a tote container that she took with her to various locations in Edmonton, Morinville, and St. Albert. Eventually, Musila moved the container to a friend's rural property near Devon and asked her friends, who did not know it contained a body, to help her take the container to a nearby burn pit. Dick said that Musila urged the court to find that Robert Rafters, Musila's boyfriend at the time of Wersfold's death, assisted Musila with moving Wersfold's body. Musila claimed that she did not direct the container that carried Wersfold's body into the farm truck that was used to drive Wersfold's remains to the burn pit. Crown prosecutors argued that aggravating factors, such as the fact that Wersfold was murdered, should be considered in the sentencing. The sentencing will continue tomorrow at 2 p.m. Sentencing for Wersfold's murder will begin on Wednesday, when the court will hear victim impact statements from Wersfold's family and friends.